The Traveler's Journal, December 18th. Enjoying Winterlude with the Cree. The minute settlement of Mosoni, Ontario, lies on the tip of the James Bay, some 600 miles due north of Toronto. The nearly 200,000 square miles of low, boggy forests that define the edge of James and Hudson Bays is one of the largest wetlands left on Earth. A few human settlements cling to the shorelines, but the rest is a realm where golden eagles, moose, wolves, foxes, caribou, and lynx run free. For 3,000 years, this was also the territory of the Moose Cree, a nomadic people who roamed the vast lowland by foot, snowshoe, and canoe, following the seasons and with skill and reverence, hunting the game that sustained them. That life changed forever with the arrival of the Hudson Bay Company, along with Europe's traditional plagues of firearms, alcohol, and tuberculosis. Two generations after the first contact, the Moose Cree population had plummeted by 90%. Survivors did so by keeping their distance and clinging to traditional ways. Though adapted to modern technologies such as snowmobiles, computers, and cell phones, their descendants still maintain a distinct cultural identity, one aspect of which is a playful, almost physical need to laugh loud and often. Another is the welcoming of strangers. Phil Sutherland, for example, invites hardy cross-country skiers to come along on week-long expeditions. He and two of his Cree cousins escort them through the winter wilderness, living as their ancestors did in teepees, and experiencing the elemental simplicity of eternal nature and ancient ways. There's nothing virtual about it. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.